Three readings from Virginia Woolf's diaries. Rock on, Virginia. Thursday, the 22nd of August, 1929. And so I might fill up the half hour before dinner writing. I thought on my walk that I would begin at the beginning. I get up at 8:30 and walk across the garden. Today it was misty, and I had been dreaming of Edith Sitwell. I wash and go into breakfast, which is laid on the check tablecloth. With luck, I may have an interesting letter. Today there was none. And then bath and dress, and come out here and write or correct for 3 hours, broken at 11 by Leonard with milk and perhaps newspapers. At 1, luncheon, rissoles today and chocolate custard. A brief reading and smoking after lunch, and at about 2, I change into thick shoes, take thinker's lead, and go out, up to Ashen Hill this afternoon, where I sat a minute or two, and then home again, along the river. Tea at 4, about, and then I come out here and write several letters, interrupted by the post with another invitation to lecture. And then I read one book of the prelude, and soon the bell will ring, and we shall dine, and then we shall have some music, and I shall smoke a cigar, and then we shall read La Fontaine, I think, tonight, in the papers, and so to bed.
Sunday, 16th of February, 1930. A cloud swims in my head. One is too conscious of the body and jolted out of the rut of life to get back to fiction. Once or twice, I felt that odd whir of wings in the head which comes when I am so ill so often. Last year, for example, at this time, I lay in bed constructing a room of one's own. I believe these illnesses are, in my case, how shall I express it, partly mystical. Something happens in my mind. It refuses to go on registering impressions. It shuts itself up. It becomes chrysalis. I lie quite torpid, often with acute physical pain. Then suddenly something springs. 2 nights ago, Vita was here, and when she went, I began to feel the quality of the evening, how it was spring coming, a silver light mixing with the early lamps, the cabs all rushing through the streets. I had a tremendous sense of life beginning. This is, I believe, the moth shaking its wings in me. I then begin to make up my story, whatever it is. Ideas rush in me. Often, though, this is before I can control my mind or pen. It is no use trying to write at this stage, and I doubt if I can fill this white monster. I would like to lie down and sleep, but feel ashamed. Leonard brushed off his influenza in one day and went about his business feeling ill. Here I am, still loafing, undressed. But as I was saying, my mind works in idleness. To do nothing is often my most profitable way.
Saturday, 31st of December, 1932. This autumn has been a tremendous revelation. All impediments suddenly dropped off. It was a great season of liberation. Everything appeared very distinct, amazingly exciting. I had no restrictions whatever, and was thus free to define my attitude with a vigor and certainty I've never known before. I laid about me and cut down the nettles. I said I will no longer be fettered by any artificial tie. For example, with Julian and Lettice Ramsey last night, why not simply become fluid in their lives if my own is dim? And to use one's hands and eyes, to talk to people, to be a straw on the river now and then, passive, not striving to say this is this. If one does not lie back and sum up and say to the moment, this very moment, stay, you are so fair, what will be one's gain dying? No, stay this moment. No one ever says that enough, always hurry. I'm now going in to see Leonard and say, stay this moment.